Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. Tonight on the show, we have Elizabeth Boyle on the program, and you're hiding out in your parking lot. I think that's wonderful.
I know. I write everywhere. I think I have written just about everywhere.
Really? Really? What's the weirdest place you've ever written? I mean, you started it, so now you have to say.
Weirdest place I've ever written.
Weirdest place.
I can't even think. I don't know what's weird anymore.
That's a bad sign. That's a bad sign when you can't even tell. You're like, is this strange?
I just wouldn't even know what was weird. I mean, I think every form of transportation I've written on. In parking lots, any kind of
coffee
shop.
I brought a notebook to a movie theater once.
Oh, cool.
Because I have littles, so mine are still, and I get trapped in these children's movies. And if it's Pixar, I'm riveted. I'm going to watch. It's going to be wonderful. But every once in a while, it's a stink fest. And you're just hoping that, you know, an hour and a half of your life, that somehow you'll get it back. And I have written, and I've got like a little, like, you know, flashlight on my phone, and I've actually sat there and so my weirdest place is cloudy
really
with a chance of meatballs too. There you go. That was my weirdest writing environment.
My husband and I, we flip a coin to see who has to go to the anything with a two in it.
You sound like me.
Miserable.
Because I'm like, really? We're doing
like,
it again? Why? What is wrong with Hollywood?
Yeah, like Toy Story 2. Toy Story 2 was good, but
that's Pixar. Pixar is just, you know, amazing. And what can I say? You know, like the dream job, you know. Even me, I'm like, I'm not an animator, but hire me. I will storyboard. I will hang out. I just want to be in that room. I'm looking forward to the Inside Out movie. I'm a grown-up, and I am so excited about that film. Have you heard about it?
I am, too. Yeah, of course. I have a son with autism, so he is totally wired. Doesn't matter that he's 14. He's totally wired into anything animated. And, it's been on our calendar for at least 8 months.
Oh, and the trailers are just getting better and better. And Amy Poehler is one of my favorite comedians, and I know she didn't write it or anything, but I think this one's going to be phenomenal for a lot of moms with a lot of kids.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, come on, Disney, woohoo! But then again, I missed out on Mad Max. My husband went to see it because I was like, why? And the first one just did not jazz me. And so he's like a big grown-up. That's like his thing, the action stuff. And he came bouncing through the door and said it was the greatest film ever made in the history of history. And I didn't believe him. Just letting you know.
I don't believe you.
You know, boys. It had cars and explosions and stuff. And Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
It also had Charlize Theron. So, you know, I probably have to.
There we go.
Probably have to give Charlize a couple points there.
My husband decided he wanted to go visit that country, whatever it was, in Avengers. The new Avengers movie, because every woman in that movie in that town or country or whatever it was had a low cut top and Hooters. He decided that was the European vacation for him.
Oh, Age of Ultron. I did not know there was a magical European country. I will have to point that out to my husband.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
It's an outpost for Hooters, definitely.
Awesome. Because just go tell him to Google that, honey. Go ask Expedia where that is, and we'll book that.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And we'll go, sure. In your dreams,
In your dreams. I'll hold your man purse while you order a cocktail. It'll be exciting.
Oh, this is so bad. This has so gotten off the talk.
I'm sorry.
How do we wiggle our way to that?
I do warn people, or I try to, that this is the least professional author chat program in the history of author chat programs. but also one of the more successful, which there you go. Go figure. And
hey, I'm good. I'm not complaining.
Yeah. I think it's because authors, I mean, you perhaps you are different, but talking about your own stuff is really not nearly as exciting, or I don't know, there's a challenge to it. And the people that excel at it tend to, I don't know, there's something.
Drone on endlessly, and you're like, shoot me now, or
right, right.
It's not of me to say.
Yeah, enough about
but
me.
I know.
What do you think about me? Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
I think I want to leave the room. So okay.
I know. There's, as an author, there is nothing worse than being on a panel and you've got that author next to you, and you're having to sit up there, and you're watching. Everybody in the audience, their eyes are glazing over, and
they're dying.
Short
yes.
of strangling that author with the microphone cord, you can't save the poor people.
You can't. And, you know, I looked into it. There is a rule against strangling them with a microphone cord. I did check, and it is in the official rules of moderation that you can't. And I've moderated a lot of those panels, and I just cut them off. I mean, I will unplug a cord. I'm rude. Like, no. There's six authors on a panel, and you'll just have that one person that's very comfortable reading excerpts from their book.
I don't suffer that anymore. I just look at them and just say, I don't want to have to cut you. You know, and say it with enough force, they think you're crazy enough that it's true, that
they're
you're going to cut them after the bit. Yeah, I'll cut you.
Do you do the twitch? Do you do the little twitch? The little, like, you know, like, make my day. Just
I don't even
talking.
Think I have to. I think at that point my head's about to explode and my eye is twitching.
Oh, we're going to be friends. I can tell, yes.
I have no patience. I really
no.
don't.
No. As I've gotten older, I don't know if this has happened to you, but as I've gotten older, like, I used to have a buffer. I remember it. I remember it fondly. I had this really sweet buffer where I just could be patient and put it in perspective, and I was all... And I've lost... That buffer is, like, thinning. It's very thin.
No.
It's very...
I have
I've
a theory.
Older.
You turn a certain age, and your legs still work, and you don't have to listen to it. You can walk away.
Right?
As long
yes.
as the legs still work, you don't have to suffer it.
I'm done. Yeah, it's like, I've got... There's Kathy Maxwell. I don't know if you've met her, but she does this wonderful thing.
Oh, are you kidding? Max and I go way back.
There you go. She's the queen of it. She's the queen of it.
Oh, my gosh.
She's hilarious. She goes, excuse me, I have somewhere else I need to be. And she'll just, like, boom. Like,
I know. I love Max.
That's my favorite trick.
Okay, my favorite Kathy Maxwell story. We had to be at this, we were on book tour, and we had to make our flight, and it was like a 6 a.m. flight. And we had not gotten back to the hotel from the book signing the night before till after midnight. So the car service had picked us up at like 4 a.m., and it was Kathy Maxwell and I and Lorraine Heath, and we were all so dead tired. It was just, we weren't even, you know, we couldn't even speak. We were so tired. So we get to the airport, and we all start drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're wacky and on caffeine. And we started telling jokes to each other, and they were so bad, and we were laughing so loud, they almost didn't let us board the flight. They were drunk.
They thought you were drunk at 5 o'clock in the morning because you were just so wired.
Because we were so wired. Then we get on the plane, and you can tell as we're walking on, everyone on that plane with an empty seat next to them is looking at us like, not me, not me, not me.
Keep walking. Just keep walking.
Just keep walking, ladies. Keep. I was in the last, very last seat of this little tiny commuter plane, and the bathroom door kept hitting me. And every time Kathy Maxwell looked back, and there's the door whacking me, she just started that laugh again. It was just the worst flight ever, but it was so funny.
Oh, but it is, yeah, when it's so bad that all you can do is laugh because you've got nothing else left, I think that's what's kept the airlines in business, just between you and me, is the few people that can hang on and laugh through it. Oh.
That tour was so funny. It had so many bad moments where it was just like flights delayed and, you know, hotel mix-ups. Everything went wrong that could go wrong. And at the end of it, though, the three of us are all going back to our homes all across the country. We stood in the airport and hugged each other because we didn't want it to end.
Oh.
We had had so much fun through all that misery, just, you know, making it fun for each other, that we still are just fabulous friends to this day.
Oh, that's so great. You bonded through trials and tribulations.
Bad food.
And the one seat on the plane that no one else, they were like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not trading with you for all the tea in China. Oh, my God, that's so great.
She had a seat, and she's so quiet and you know, beautiful manners and everything. And then there's Kathy Maxwell and I. We're like, blah, blah, blah.
It was
and
good for
Lorraine
her.
Would just
it was good for
along
her.
Along with the...
Yeah, Lorraine, it was good for her. I'm sure she appreciated every minute of it. So.
Oh, she loved it. She loved it.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be so good. Okay, so, see, here's the management of time. So before, we've literally got about 3 minutes left. So, hey, everybody, www.elizabethboyle.com. And Boyle, I can't believe you don't know this, but it's B-O-Y-L-E. Okay, thank you, .com. So go, and I got to tell you, the Viscount, who lived down the lane, is out now, just came out. It just...
No, the new one is Matt. It came out in January. The new one is Mad About the Major, and it came out today.
Today? Oh, my God, Mad About the Major. Oh, from your front page? The other one looks like it's got, maybe that's just because the post about it is dated. Oh, because you're talking about it. That's what it is. That's when your review came out. Okay, so Mad About the Major. By the way, the Mad About books, the cover, that's a new look. That's very, it's very sexy. It's very schmexy.
Yeah.
They're very,
I don't know where they found him, but I was kind of mad about the cover, you know. Definitely. That's, just go up on the internet and just look at the cover. If, you know, just, if you need a momentary vacation, a private moment, just go look at that cover. Because,
It's Beach Will Fleet. It just, I had words. And then I was looking at your cover, and I was like, I don't even know. Shirt off. Shirt off.
Yeah. And it comes off in the book, too.
Yeah.
It comes off
and
in the book,
look
too.
Cold.
I can promise you
looks
that.
Shirt. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, all right, everybody. Somebody at some point takes a shirt off in that book. That's all there. You can tell from that, because that's all. I'm stumped. Woo! Why go further? Pick up this book. You have to buy this book. So there you go. Oh, my gosh. You have very good cover gods. You are blessed.
Yeah, I have had very good covers. I've been so lucky. So lucky because I've seen some covers that I thought, oh.
Right?
Karma's
do you
a
look
bit,
or it's just like a train wreck? It's like you can't not look. You know what I mean? Like you have, like, somebody will say, oh, I've got a horrible cover, and you're like, I shouldn't look. I really shouldn't look. And then you can't help it. You look, and you're like, oh, that hurts. Oh, it's a bad cover. But some of them are
hilarious. And then you
have
to find, then you have to go find something. Oh, it's not that bad. And meanwhile, you're thinking, oh, better her than me.
Right? It's like a hurricane. You're like, oh, veer left. Oh, good, it hit somebody. Woo! That was a close one.
Yeah.
So
no,
that, believe it or not,
next.
Yeah, we have like 45 seconds.
Next time we'll talk about my headless heroine, okay?
Awesome. Oh, I have to.
Yeah, I'll just say headless heroine
story. I'm writing that down. You have to come back.
I will
honestly make an effort to talk about books next time. I will make a sincere effort. Everybody, listen.
Yeah,
thank
I doubt
you
it.
So much for tuning in. And Elizabeth Boyle, thank you for coming on the show. And for all our listeners out there, I hope your summers are off to a great start. Please stay dry and safe wherever you are. And we love you, and we will see you next week for more of the Romance Bookmark. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.